This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, folks. We're halfway through the show. It's just after 12:30 p.m. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with...
Ivan Yevraj.
And Jeff Sandu.
Question of the day. Where do you get your news from and why do you trust it? Let us know via Twitter. We're at BFM Radio. Instagram, also at BFM Radio. And WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. If you miss any part of the show and the discussion so far, it's available via the podcast a little bit later on. We're going to move on to story number two, about how some Malaysians are still overpaying for their broadband services. Say it ain't so, Arvin.
Yeah, it is. So iMoney, they have an interesting study that they did because they wanted to assess the effects of the mandatory standard on access pricing, or MSAP. So this came after last year the MCMC came out and said that more people need to have better access to the internet, cheaper access to the internet, easier access to the internet. And then they launched the MSAP sort of initiative, and even Gobind Singh, the Minister of Communications and Multimedia, he came out and said that more people need to have access and broadband needs to have like a wider coverage, right?
I remember there being cheers in the studio.
Yeah, pretty much.
Half the price, double the speed.
Yeah. Half the price, double the speed. So that's what they did. So iMoney conducted a survey to test or to check how many people are enjoying the benefits of those initiatives. They found out that 1 in 6 Malaysians are still overpaying for their broadband package. 17% of respondents are paying approximately 200 per month, 200 ringgit per month, for only 30 Mbps, which is about 125% more in cost.
What?
Yeah. 67% felt that broadband prices can be even more affordable. 66% of Malaysians are increasingly satisfied with the speed and stability of their broadband connection. And they also give like a kind of guide to remember if you wanna save more money, or what you can do to check if your package is the ideal package or if you're using one of the newer packages. So they say that a 100 Mbps package should cost between 99 ringgit and 129 ringgit per month in the Klang Valley. 30 Mbps, if you're still using 30 Mbps, should only cost 89 ringgit per month maximum. All major fiber broadband providers in Malaysia don't charge more than 100 ringgit for 30 Mbps plan. So if you're paying anything more than that, and if you have a low plan, which is the base plan, that means you're paying more than you should be paying.
And I am paying more than I should be then.
Mm. Yeah, and they haven't informed you that you're paying more than you should be, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and also when I remember calling my own internet service provider and saying that, like, hey, I've been overpaying on a plan that doesn't even exist on your site anymore. And you know, can I move to a different plan and so on? And go like, yeah, you can, but you got to sign up for like 2 years and
exactly.
stuff, right? So then I'm like, okay, you know what? Because I'm gonna move out, I'm gonna move to a different place in 2 years time. So I'm like, okay, cool, I'll sign up for they had like a plan that's like, I think, 500 Mbps or something, right? So I wanted that plan, but then they say, oh, sorry, but like your area doesn't have that plan. We can give you the base plan, but the base plan is still almost 200 over ringgit. I'm paying about 230 ringgit a month like the base plan. So by right, I'm only supposed to be paying below, what, 80 ringgit or something?
About 89 ringgit. Yeah,
that's
if you're using the third.
The plan, the wording is very specific, right? Mm. So it's between 99 and 129 per month in the Klang Valley for the broadband package. The package. So the package, does that include the rental of the handset that you normally get for the phone? Does that include the rental of the landline as well?
So those are bundle normally.
So that's the bundle,
it comes,
right?
It comes with the bundle.
Right. So the bundle itself should be those prices. Is that what they're saying?
Should be those prices. But
well, as a consumer, we would say yes.
Exactly. As a consumer, you'd say yes. But
I can't opt out of it. No?
Right, but we're not the consumers, right? And we know how sneaky they can be, whether or not it's a mobile provider or an internet provider. All these little additional fees are those little things that are in the tiny little, you know.
But the thing is that they don't give you an option to opt out of this bundle.
If I don't want your handset, you know, but you've got to have
or
it.
Like, I don't want the modem that you're giving me, and I don't want the router that you're giving me. I have my own, let's say, high-end routers or modems that I have. But I can't. You know, they're like, well, we still have to give you this, and then later on you want to change lah. And I'm like, okay, but like, this is just complete waste of money, or because it's an inventory that, you know, would be beneficial for you, not for me, because you plug it in within 5 minutes, I'm taking it out and plugging my stuff in
And here's the thing, right? That thing that you've unplugged and you've put in a box and you've put for storage, you know, at some point when you decide to disconnect your internet connection and maybe change provider, for example, and you let your previous internet provider know, okay, I've disconnected, I've gone with the other provider, and they go, okay, well, we need your modem back. And you're like, well, when was the last time I saw that? You know?
You have no idea where it is.
You have no idea where it is. Yeah.
But this is, I think, still something that, you know, MCMC and all still really needs to look at, because there is competition, of course. There are so many internet service providers. I don't know about you guys, but recently I've been
Is there though, Jeff, really? I mean, is there so many internet providers?
Well, there are at least like 4 or 5 players,
okay,
right? So
right.
at
yeah.
least, you know, you've got more than one, is still better than nothing, right? You know, I don't know about you guys, but I've been receiving a lot of calls from different internet service providers who are offering me like a better package and it's cheaper, and but I'm on contract. They're like, oh, we have this thing where we'll pay out the contract that you owe and stuff. And I'm like, well, you know, do I really want to do that? Because now it feels like I owe you something.
Yeah. It's an obligation.
It's an obligation that you're like, oh, okay, you're going to pay the penalty that I need to pay for 2 years contract. You're fine with that. You're like, yeah, we will do that for you. And you pay cheaper and you get better internet speeds. But on my end, we're like, oh, yeah.
What's the catch?
I'll think about it, because there is surely a catch. There's no such thing of them paying, you know, because it's a lot of money anyways, right? They have to buy out my 2-year contract from another internet service provider. That's a lot of cost. How are they going to, you know, regain back that cost? I'm just thinking financially, this doesn't make sense as a business model at all.
If you're outside and you are from one of these providers and you can answer Jeff's question, you know, if you want to, if for example, if somebody's called him and said, we will buy out the rest of your internet package, so that you can switch to our provider. How does that work? You know, just let us know.
Actually, not just Jeff. 82% of respondents said they would switch from their current package if the new one offers more value for money. So I think the problem is they would switch, but they can't switch because they would need to sign a contract.
Yeah.
So like, that's my personal problem at the moment. I don't have a contract. I'm off contract. I pay about 200-ish for the 100 Mbps plan, but they've upgraded me to like 800 Mbps. The problem is I cannot enjoy the 800 Mbps unless I use the certain kind of equipment and if I'm connected with cable. But people use laptops. So who's connected with cable? You know what I mean? Everybody uses Wi-Fi. So on average, I get about 350.
That's still all right.
Yeah, if I wanna switch.
Compared to what I get at home.
Yeah. But the thing is, if I want to switch to someone else who's maybe giving like a cheaper service, I want to test what their coverage is like or what their speeds are like, I can't do it because I would need to sign a 2-year contract with them.
Right.
The most tech guy here has the slowest internet speed at home.
So you fall under the 17%.
I fall under that 17%.
But I mean, I think the very fact that you are not under contract, that would be a benefit.
That's why I don't wanna sign a new contract.
Right.
Which I would have to, which I think I fall into the 82% of respondents.
Right. So how much would most people be paying for 350 megabytes per month? It would be over 150, 200 bucks?
Yeah, I mean, they shouldn't be paying more than what it averages, about 159.
Right.
Yeah, for the 300 Mbps, right? Yeah, it shouldn't be more than that. On average, that's what they should be paying. But they're not. Yeah.
Right, we better take a short break. Music coming up from James Taylor with Money Machine, Ka-ching. When we get back, final story of the day, Firefox fooling advertisers. If you'd like to join the conversation, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.